Looking at the tape, not a whole lot changed from what I talked about last night. They were better than we were last night, and so that's one day that you don't do do-overs. You don't get days back, but certainly we got a lot that we can teach off of, and we'll grow and go forward. So questions. No.
Any impact in the game at all?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You didn't sense any kind of added emotion?
I feel like, your players all talked about it. They took a hit early and maybe never recovered. Does that disappoint you just looking at the maturity of this team, that they just didn't kind of keep fighting early on?
Well, we kept fighting, but we were really looking for that spark, probably pressing a little early in the game offensively, got out of rhythm. And, in the first three drives, we throw, our first four drives, I think two picks and two three and outs. So, it we weren't in rhythm. Obviously, they executed, and really wasn't anything, overwhelming. They played some solid basic coverage, and we didn't execute, and they did. So it's one of those days. It's a opportunity to learn, kind of recognize what went on. There were several moments, I thought, in the game where we had a chance to claw our way back into it, and each time we had something come up that kind of negated that possibility. So, but the ability to work and fight throughout and keep coming, I thought there are a lot of signs of that. So I don't think that was an issue, but we just weren't very clean last night.
Have you seen the offensive line give up pressure like that? Was that them just getting beat one-on-one, or was a lot of that the coverage downfield?
Combination, yeah. I think sacks are always a combination of rush and coverage, but they certainly, they've got good rush. We knew that coming in. The pocket got collapsed a little more than we're accustomed to, and there were some opportunities to get the ball out. We didn't take advantage of them, and so, yeah, it's just, I'd say lack of rhythm was the biggest thing.
A couple times there, Derek came surprised when the snap came. Was there an issue with him and Rodney?
There were a couple of those issues, yeah.
Did you find out from them what the issue was?
Yeah, yes. It'll be corrected. I mean, we don't have many of those kind of issues. And really, for the most part, we didn't have a lot of lack of communication issues. But those were a couple of examples of that happening.
Do you think that Derek maybe got himself in some trouble trying to create that spark on his own sometimes?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Probably pressed a little bit early. And, like I said, didn't get in that rhythm.
You mentioned that you had chances to get back in. The Amari drop seemed to come up.
Yeah, that was a big one. Yeah, right there at the start of the second quarter, I believe. Key third down, and there are several go throughout. But I'm not going to sit up here and try and paint it that way. We're taking our lumps today. We know that's what, it's a miserable Monday when you don't get it done on Sunday, and we're dealing with that. We'll take it like men and move on. But it wasn't anything close to what we know we're capable of, and so we'll go back to the drawing board and we'll make our corrections and move on.
Murray had issues with drops his rookie year and last year is much better with it. What have you seen? Is that few again first couple games this week? Is it focus? Is it, what do you see with that?
I can't speak for him. Obviously, he's a dynamic player for us. Not a good thing when he's not, catching the ball and making those plays. So we've got to find a way to help that be rectified.
Jack, you guys have just scored and you had them backed up 3rd and 19.
That was a killer, yeah. That was one of those momentum. Heck, our fans in the bowl at that point were taking over. It was awesome. I thought, this is it right here. This is a chance to get back in the game. And that was one of those moments I was referring to. And then they just rip our heart out with that screen. Good execution on their part, very poor on our part. Not leveraging and getting that thing tackled for, maybe 6, 7, 8 yards, but it shouldn't go for 70.
Jack,
Marshawn, obviously you're behind, so he's not going to be a huge part maybe.
Yeah.
Would you like to have seen him get the ball more? Find a way to get him just as part of your offense?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you have as many three and outs and, you know, you only take 50 snaps of offense, you know, you could talk about all the things that you left on the drawing board that you would have liked to have gotten to. Certainly a lot of offense that we had designed to get to, including touches for him. But, you know, when you know, the 0 for 11 on third down says all you need to know. When you're talking about does your running back get a chance to run it as much as you'd like, and when you're 0 for 11 on third down, you're not going to get a lot of opportunities anywhere with your offense.
This offense has been so good for a
yep.
while.
Yep.
What was that plane right back? What did you see in the guys reacting?
It was quiet. You know, I think guys, I think we all understand what occurred, and we understand there's a challenge coming up this week. Each week, it's about going on to next. I mean, we're going to sit here and talk about it. We'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow as we go through the Tell the Truth Tuesday. And but then, you know, after we do our corrections, we're moving on. You know, we've got our next challenge up, you know, traveling to Denver. So there's no time to kind of sit around and dwell on it. I mean, we'll own up to it. We'll make our corrections and then go forward.
I think there's a lot of value in just the way you structure your weeks each week, where Monday guys can recharge and separately kind of get away from it a little bit.
It takes some of the emotion out of it when you wait till Tuesday. So there's some raw emotion, you know, on the day after the game. So I think that helps you maybe teach a little better the things that need to be taught. You know, that's one of the biggest benefits to the structure, and then we'll get a jump on Denver.
Sean Smith played some early and then didn't come back in the game. I think three defensive snaps. What was the reason for that?
That the package that we had in mind wasn't real effective with him covering Vernon. So Vernon got loose on him twice. On the second one, honestly, we should have had some safety help for him. But he let the guy run across the field on the first third down. That was. And a momentum swing there, and that's just the way the game flowed.
But for the most part, the team has kind of stayed away from the protest conversation. Was there any part of you that was surprising and surprised at kind of how quickly everything wrapped up on Friday night?
No.
How do you think Conley played some pretty extended snaps out there?
Yeah, I think he was okay. I'm sure there are a couple things that he'd like to do a little bit better, but overall he's got a pretty good feel, and I think he's going to be a good player for us.
Emerson has had a few plays this season where he does a great job of getting himself in position, but just when it's time to high point the ball or just to make a play, break it up, whatever it may be,
yep.
Just hasn't been able to convert. How do you approach that when a player is doing a job in position, but
yeah.
Still the play's not being made?
Well, you always drill in the finish part. You know, look for a late win. Even if you're not in position, we're looking for a late win from our DBs on the back end on those balls. So, yeah, he was in perfect position on that. High point and pluck it, or at least, you know, rise up and knock it down. So, you know, obviously, I know he'd like to have that one back. That was a little bit of a dagger, had a little bit of a dagger feel to it, although we still had our chances to get back in it. That was a tough one there. No, I haven't seen him. Obviously, you know, we'll take a close look at him, make sure there's nothing significant going on. So I know, you know, the doctors cleared for him to travel with us coming back, which is good. And he took a good shot. It was a clean hit, good shot. And Crabb's a tough guy, so I'm sure he'll bounce back.
Overall, what have you made of? I always hate making too much of one player early on, but Amari mentioned earlier with drops over the course of the season. I guess what have you seen? Any concern at all there, just with not having been able to get him going?
I don't know that I really have much to add to what I said. You know, we'd like to find a way to help him get through. Through that, you know, he's a dynamic, playmaking option for us. And when we get him free and get the ball to him delivered like that, we've got to be able to catch it and go get busy.
Derek was pretty hard on himself in said, you know, blame me. This was kind of took all the blame. Do you think he puts too much pressure on himself sometimes? And maybe even like last night, you know, a nationally televised game, that he feels that he has to be the whole team in some ways? Or?
Well, yeah, we don't want anybody to feel like they have to be the whole team. Derek taking ownership is what you'd like your leaders to do. I started out the press conference talking about, let me start it with me. I think if we all look at it that way, then we all look where we can be better, and that's good for all of us. So, you know, to me, that's what we need to do. It starts with me. Obviously, there are a lot of things that that each guy can look at and say, okay, this is what I can do better, and that's what I want. I want us to reflect inward and see how we can do things ourselves better and then pull together as a team, stick together. Pull together and then go forward. That's what you do. You know, we're not the only team that had a rough day yesterday, right? Half the league is happy, and half the league is fighting through this Monday after a rough day. So that's part of this league. Bouncing back and going on to the next is hugely important, and that's where our focus will be.
It seemed poor timing to mention this yesterday, but your son Luke had a nice game Saturday. You announced today.
Well, it wasn't all bad this weekend. Just. Is not good for the Raiders. You know, I was happy for him. It was he's done a great job of staying prepared and being a good teammate down there, and I'm really proud of the character he's shown. And then he gets in there in a big moment and has poise and leads the team. So I was really proud of him.
Were you able to talk to him yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked.
Did he tell you today when did you get a call today when your game started?
Correct, yeah. I heard that. That's good stuff. I'm just happy for him, to the way he's conducted himself, the way he's taking on the challenges, the character he's showing, and remaining a great teammate and being real positive, and then staying prepared, and then he got called on and he delivered for the team, so I was really happy for him.